now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Much of the education proposal recently presented by Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger was standard Republican fare about merit pay for teachers and an end to teacher tenure. Two parts of the plan, though, were puzzling. Berger wants to create the North Carolina Teacher Corps to attract talented students and professionals into the classroom. But the budget that Berger and his Republican colleagues passed last year abolished funding for the North Carolina Teaching Fellows. That's a nationally recognized program that provided college scholarships to bright students who promised to teach for at least 4 years. Berger's plan also would inexplicably take the superintendent of public instruction out of the list of offices for which candidates can receive public financing for their campaigns. Nothing says education reform quite like allowing wealthy special interests to decide who heads education policy in North Carolina. Neither of these ideas make any sense, and both make it seem like Berger's plan is more of a political document than a serious effort to improve North Carolina schools. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.